I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree. Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by Habs Eyes on the Prize.com.
Hello and welcome to a extremely fast Furious recorded, absent-minded. It's an extra special because of the news that just gotten out from Montreal. Jonathan Drouin and Paul Byron is out injured. Jonathan Drouin with a wrist injury and Paul Byron with a knee injury. I'm joined by our expert in this case, Andrei Sadonarski. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and get back to us.
No problem, Pat. Thank you for having me. Obviously, this news is big enough to warrant an emergency podcast, so here we are.
Yeah, indeed. And it seems to be the big hit from Ovechkin maybe caused this injury to Jonathan Drouin thanks to his fall. It would most likely be that, but have you seen anything else that indicates another...
Well, I didn't look at it shift by shift. According to coach Claude Julien, the Ovechkin hit itself did not cause the injury. It was something that happened in the third period that progressively got worse and caused Drouin to be unable to complete the third period. You know, there could be some kind of link with the Ovechkin hit, but really, it might have started something and just got progressively worse as his adrenaline wore down and as the body started reacting to an injury. The fact that it requires surgery is obviously bad news. We don't know if it's a tendon or bone or what. I guess maybe we'll find out a bit more tomorrow after the surgery today is successful.
Yeah. And Jonathan Drouin, we've spoken about it on a few different podcasts, and he has really stepped up this season. And mm-hmm. He has been the player that you thought we would get in the trade with Sergachev. But mm-hmm. How much of an impact is this for the team?
I think it's a very huge impact because Jonathan Drouin, like you said, has had an excellent season thus far. He started on the third line, graduated to the second, and was playing top line with Dano and Gallagher at one point. As a result of potentially Tatar struggling a bit with penalties and you know, just demoting Tatar and promoting Drouin made sense at the time. So what Montreal essentially lost is a top line player with Drouin going to injury, and with other players like Kotkaniemi struggling and Max Domi struggling a little bit. It's going to be hard to replace that top line player in Jonathan Drouin without having some underperforming players start performing at a much higher level.
And it could be that they get the chance to perform with you know, the shuffle that will be in the lineup. But mm-hmm. obviously, is there a possible trade to try to fix this? Or do you think that Mark Bergevin trusts the cupboard?
Well, you know, we've seen the shift of Max Domi to left wing and Nick Suzuki at center. So let's give Max Domi a few games to see if he can fill that spot, if he can find his game at wing, and potentially, you know, and Tatar starting to get out of the penalty issues. Now, Tatar is still scoring at a point per game pace, and he didn't take any penalties in the last game, so that's a good sign. So you have that top line of Tatar, Dano, and Gallagher back. And now question of whether Max Domi can find the score sheet a little bit more often like he did last season. If we can get that Max Domi back, then you're potentially looking at being able to avoid any kind of emergency panic trades. Now, if we know anything about Marc Bergevin, is that he doesn't do emergency and panic trades. I think he's going to trust the players he has in place right now, because trading for a top six forward is not cheap. It's not a cheap proposition. And I don't think that Marc Bergevin is willing to sacrifice any potential trade pieces this early on in the season. I think that's going to be the kind of key deciding factor, is whether Domi can perform on wing, and Marc Bergevin, I think, is going to show patience rather than make a trade.
Lord Byron, I just actually had him in English class today, and that's why I'm calling Lord Byron. Paul Byron, injured knee injury. He had his head injury last year, and now a knee injury. He's around that age where the decline comes. Is this where this deep decline comes?
Maybe. I mean, Byron has not had a great season thus far. He's struggled to kind of find his place in the lineup, and you know, they had him on the third line for a while, some fourth line as well. He was a player that should be contributing more but wasn't. He's a player that's always been overperforming and never balanced out with what was expected of him. He was always that overperforming at a 20 goal per season pace, which was incredible. But he wasn't that same player this season. This injury, obviously not ideal. A knee injury is very scary, especially for a player who relies on speed above all other characteristics in his game. A knee injury is going to be quite scary. It'll be interesting to see what the doctors say after the surgery. I don't know if it's an MCL tear. I don't know if it's ligament or something more serious. We don't know the exact details of the injury, but for him to be out of the lineup is I don't know how to say this in a nice politically correct way, but he was a player that was just searching for his game, and for Montreal to lose him, if we were to keep seeing the Paul Byron of this season, then replacing him won't be too hard. But if he was a Paul Byron that was going to eventually come back to the Paul Byron that we've come to expect of him, then it will be a little harder to replace him, especially on the penalty kill, because he was so fast and sneaky on the penalty kill that, you know, we can always count on potentially a shorthanded break when he was on the ice killing. But now without him, well, it's an opportunity for Charles Hudon to show us once and for all that he belongs in the NHL. We didn't really get a chance to see him too much against New Jersey because of that crazy third period. He didn't play any shifts at all because he wasn't on any of the penalty killing or power play units. But it's an opportunity for him to replace a struggling Paul Byron and to prove that he belongs in the NHL. So it's going to be interesting to watch that progression. It's bittersweet to lose Paul Byron, but I do like seeing Hudon back in the NHL. Hopefully earning more of Claude Julien's trust after spending some time with Joel Bouchard in the AHL.
You mentioned Paul Byron, you mentioned Paul Byron's replacement being Charles Hudon. Within the team and within the Rocket, who do you see replacing Jonathan Drouin?
Well, the Habs are at 12 forwards right now, so there'll definitely be another call-up. Now, if you go by who's most deserving, then beyond Hudon, I think the most deserving forward is Lucas Vaidemo. You called me on it on Twitter when I said Hudon was the most deserving. It's definitely 1A and 1B in terms of who deserves that call the most right now. Other potential forwards, depending if they're going to look for a top six or a bottom six. Alex Belzil had a strong start to the season, but he's kind of cooled off right now. Jake Evans is struggling pretty hard right now, so he's not a call-up option. Michael McCarron is slowly finding his game. He may be a call-up option. But beyond Vaidemo, there's Ryan Poehling. Ryan Poehling was injured over the weekend, but he's back on the ice today for the Laval Rocket. He's another option. We'll see what they end up doing. But I think right now my money would be on Poehling, Vaidemo, and or McCarron, like a combination of one of those three. And you know what? Matthew Pekka as well, because Pekka's playing as well. They have options, but no one can replace Drouin for one.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always a great pleasure having you on the pod. And we're looking forward to speak about happier instances next time.
For sure. Thank you very much, Patrick. Take care.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah!
Crushed it." But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.